Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how wonderful you are. How glorious you are. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for this wonderful love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This amount of harvest, and we are discussing a wonderful topic that says greater harvest, entering into greater harvest. In all of us, we are celebrating our salvation. We are celebrating that we are sons and daughters of Jesus. We are celebrating the eternal life that God has given unto us. But yet, we are not coming to the fullness of the purpose of the salvation. We have not come into the fullness while you and I have been saved. I want us to go to the book of Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark 16. The Bible says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So the reason why you have been saved is to go and do what? And win souls for Jesus. Go and disciple souls for Jesus. But some of us, we sit down on our salvation. We are celebrating the salvation of Jesus. Then how will you know at the end of the race of your life and you go to heaven? You see maybe your dad, God forbid, your mom, or any of your family member going to hell. How will you feel? So we have not been saved to sit down. We are too comfortable with our salvation. We hold it. We sit down on it. We don't care. Everything we do is just to judge, to condemn. The Bible says, we are sinners. Jesus died for the ungodly. Like our pastor said in the morning, we have been there. We were once sinners. But grace found you. Grace found me. And God saved us. We have eternal life. We are God's. We are sons and daughters of Jesus. Then the joy we have received, we have to do what? Extend it to other people. People out there are dying. Souls are perishing. Souls are dying every day. That's why I'll be reminded of greater harvest. Enter into your greater harvest. I want us to pray this prayer. Say, Father, give me passion for dying souls. Give me passion for the perishing. Father, please give me heart. Let my heart, yes, burn for people that are dying. Give me love. Let the love of the perishing, yes, consume my heart. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Makatu basukata, lepa ponshakata. Lord, please, I pray this morning. Give me passion for dying souls. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So we are being saved for others to be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 to 18. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now we're in Christ Jesus. All things have become new. So people that are still wallowing in sin must enter into the newness of life that we have entered. Through what? Speaking to them. Okay, the next verse. That's what this is. And all things are of God. Can we read this verse together? Verse 81 to go. Let's read it louder and meaningfully. Want to go. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's all we are here. God has called you and I to the ministry of reconciliation, bringing sinners back to Christ. We have not been called to ministry of condemnation. That is not Jesus. Remember that woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Jesus did not condemn that woman. He said, any one of you that have not sinned, let that person be the first to cast a stone. But we Christians of today, we quickly know, straight to judge people. We have been called to the ministry of love, ministry of compassion, ministry of mercy. Let your heart bond for the weary soul, for the dying souls. don't fold your hands. I'm saved. I'm enjoying Jesus. No, no, no. Let others too enjoy Jesus. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let's go ahead. 17 to 18. Okay, 18. Okay. Okay, let's read verse 18 again. Verse 18 to 19. 18 to 19. Thank you. 18 to 19. 18 to 19. Okay, and all things of God, who has reconciled us himself by Jesus Christ, and are given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Then 19. To wit that God was in Christ. God was in who? Was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the whole world unto himself. Go ye therefore to the world and preach the gospel to everybody, everyone, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So the message is to tell them your sins have been forgiven. You are not condemned, you are not rejected. Only those, the Bible says, only those that rejected the message of Jesus have been condemned. But let them know that your sin, the Bible says, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. You have been forgiven. Don't go and reject. If you don't repent, you die. If you don't, no. The message of Jesus is message of love, and hath committed unto us the word of what? Of reconciliation. Not the word of condemnation. Not the word of rejection. Not the word of hatred. Because if we hate, how are you going to enter your greatest harvest? If you condemn souls, how are you going to enter your greatest harvest? Because we are going out there to harvest souls into the kingdom of God, depopulating the kingdom of Satan, and bringing people to the kingdom of God. Jesus is calling you this morning. Don't be too comfortable. Please, let your heart burn for the dying souls. If the white people stayed over there and did not come to Africa, how would you be saved? How would you hear the message of salvation? Some of them left their family. They did not even mind, no, they faced horrible things. Still, they preached the gospel. And Paul said, "To me, for me to live is what? And to die." So, love your brother. Love your sister. Love your cousins. Love your uncles. Love your Muslim brothers and pray earnestly for them. Because it will be good on the last day. And you see people going to hell. Nobody can withstand the wrath of God at the end of the day. Though he's so merciful. Have you ever imagined when the candle wax drop on you? How did you shout? Talk less of that fire that has no end. Let souls, no, harvesting soul for Christ be your priority from now. Stretch out. Don't stay at that comfort zone. Let's maximize the social media. If all of us here can maximize our social media, at least we will capture, at least one soul will be captured one day. If one soul is captured one day, per 1 month, that is how many souls? 30 souls. Then times 12 months. Let souls be this. That is why we are being saved. We should not be comfortable, too comfortable where we are. May God help us in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. They also say, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
The next verse.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. I am a soldier at the battlefield, waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Jesus, when you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Who is calling my name? Jesus is calling my name. Jesus, when you call my name, a billion times. I am a soldier. The voice of my command, Jesus, when you call my name, I will answer.
How shall they preach except they be sent? The Lord Jesus is calling you now. Except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad things, tidings of good things. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling you right now to the ministry of reconciliation. And he's calling everybody, to everyone around us, children inclusive. I am telling you, if our parents got it right when we're still young, we will not be here. Some of us, it was when we were 18 years, 20 years, or we go to 30, before we had the encounter with Jesus. If you can be able to catch these children young for Christ. Look what I said in the book of Matthew chapter 18. I think verse 16 said, these are the kingdom of God. This was this morning. And I was praying that God brought that into my heart. Emita, can you please give me that video? So we should not leave these children behind. Start from your home. Start from your nieces, from your nephews, from your brothers, from your sister. On the street, we have children that are perishing. Let's catch them young for Christ. He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful. God, you have been sent. As many that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus, as many that are giving their life to Jesus, he said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, children inclusive. So the Great Commission, please, we should not leave our children behind and say, this one are too small. They cannot know. So parents in the house, brothers and uncles and aunties, please, let's search for these children. If you can be able to catch them young, the whole everywhere will be for Jesus. Are we good? May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you are ready, just wave me so that we'll... Then how will I, go into this greatest harvest? How will I catch them young? How will I preach the gospel? Or how will I be effective in the assignment God has given unto me? Number one, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You have to receive direction from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the director of the operations, is the one that holds the assignment. When Jesus was going, Jesus first said he is going to give us the Holy Spirit that will lead us, that will teach us and direct us on what to do. So for you to go out there, to be able to harvest souls that are right, to be able to bring people to know, to have bountiful harvest, to have result, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Luke 5 verse 4. Now when he has left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. This is the story of Peter. No, the Bible says he toiled in the night, there was nothing. But and Jesus Christ came in the morning and beckoned unto me, please allow me to use your boat. He gave it to Jesus Christ. And after then, Jesus told him, launch into the deep. He did not complain to Jesus. It did not say anything to him. But because he gave Crown of souls. No matter how passionate you are, no matter how zealous you are, you have to listen to the direction of the Holy Spirit so that you not go in a wrong path, so that you have harvest. Because some are doing this thing, there's no result. Why? They did not listen to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Let's read Acts chapter 8 and 26. This story of Philip that God led to a certain place. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. God is not an author of confusion. God is specific. The Lord will direct you to where he wants you to go, to harvest souls. So don't be so zealous and you will not know, pray and just go out there. No. So we're talking of greater harvest. Then another thing for you to enter into the greater harvest, you have to be strategic. You have to be strategic in whatever you are doing. That's why wisdom comes in. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Many are increasing their effort, but there are no results. So for you to have results, apply wisdom. Let God lead you. Have divine direction. You need divine intelligence. You need divine wisdom. You need to re-strategize on whatever God has asked you to do. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The strategies that produce greater harvest. Number one, for you to produce greater harvest, you must lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Don't close your eyes. That is, you have to look. That God, open my eyes to where souls are. We have people everywhere. On your street. At your bus stop. Police stations. Boarding houses. Schools. Banks. There are souls that are dying. You just have to pray that, open my eyes. So number one of this is that you have to have a targeted place that God is leading you to. And I pray the Lord will lead you to where souls shall be harvested for him in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two is consistent, systematic engagement. You have to be consistent in it. It's not what you do today. It's a daily routine. Don't leave it. Don't do it today and go again next week. No, it is daily. Be consistent in doing it. If Jesus can be at the right side of God now, interceding for the saint 24/7, then what are you doing as a child of God? So do it, is daily thing, daily consistent. It should not be occasional thing. It should be daily outreach where we win souls for Jesus. In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 46, the Bible says, and they gather in one accord daily. Let's read that place. Acts 2 and verse 46. Consistent, systematic engagement. Daily, do it daily from house to house. Gather them together and nurture them with the word of God. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46. And the Bible says, and they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. From house to house, did eat their meal with gladness and singleness of heart. They were not tired. The apostles of prayer, they were not tired. They were going from one place to another. Because that was the reason why they had been saved. The Bible says, but Jesus Christ gathered them together in one accord, in one place. And they were being baptized. And after that place, they started doing the assignment. So we should not just sit down on Sundays or Wednesdays. We are being saved to go out there and win. So may God help us in the name of Jesus. Another one is follow-up system. The Bible says, they continue steadfastly. Acts chapter 2:42. So you have to do it steadfastly. Don't be tired. But how will I do it steadfastly? How are you going to do it steadfastly? So we have to track on them. As we have newcomers in our churches, we have people in our street, get their phone numbers. When can I meet you? Get their phone number, get their place of work. As God will lead you, call them. When can I visit? Now, these days, some of our newcomers won't want us to visit them, but that's a way we can still reach out to them. Let's reach out to them, talk to them, visit them. And there should be corporate mobilization. Thank God we are doing that one on Sunday by God's grace. When we are going out to minister to, so we call the church on the street, everybody. We want to encourage everybody to be around on Sunday by God's grace. And even GEO has instructed us that we should go out on Sunday. Because we are going to do a fast from Friday, that's 22nd, then fast on Saturday, fast on Sunday, but on Sunday we'll gather here by God's grace. So I'm telling everybody now, we'll gather here on Sunday by God's grace to go out there and preach the gospel and bring people to the kingdom of God. So corporate mobilization. Everyone become a laborer. You are a laborer. I am a laborer. So this work is not meant for the pastors. Every believer, the Bible says every believer should go out there and preach the word of God. So it's not for the pastors alone or for the general overseer alone. It's for everybody, every believer. Everyone become a laborer. And God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Then compulsive invitation, compel them to come. So we have to be intentional about inviting people to come to church. Don't say because I've invited you yesterday or invited that day for yesterday or since last year has not come. Keep on inviting them. One day the Holy Spirit will give them the conviction, because we are not to convince them. I is just to speak the word. I is just to encourage them. Then the word you speak to their heart, the Holy Spirit will be ringing it in their heart, because he's the author of the word. So you are not the one that will win them, but we have to do a witness to them. Witness the word of God, witness love, witness mercy, witness giving, witness good things to them, witness the goodness of God to them. Don't condemn anybody, because you are not condemned. If God condemns us, we will not be here. Jesus will not come and die. But it's not say because we are sinners, we have done a lot of things, we will not die. And Jesus did not say because we are bad, because he knows what we are about to do. He did not say because he really went to the cross. Even there came a time, said, "Oh, I don't think I'll be able to die." But the Bible says he prayed and said, "God, not my will, let your will be done." So he went to the cross for us. So please, I want to encourage everybody this morning. This assignment is for everybody. And I pray God will help you, will help me in the mighty name of Jesus. There are many ways to do it. You can do morning cry. At least nobody will see you in the morning if you are shy. Maybe 6 a.m. if you are not, that's 8 to 5 worker. You can do money cry. You can buy tract and share it. You can use your Instagram pages, Facebook pages. Jesus Christ loves you. Give your life to know. And let our lifestyle, even the foundation, let our lifestyle minister the goodness, the love and mercy of God to mankind. And when they see the Jesus Christ, they will be convinced to come. Not that we are saying we are good, and what you are reflecting is not reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ. That should not be. So let the passion for souls not be a priority. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Conclusion. So from toiling to taking is not a promise, but it's a transition. So this is an example of Peter. Peter toiled, but remained empty until he had the instruction. Until Peter had it. So now he had been toiling, and there was no result, there was no harvest. It does not catch great fishes. But the day Jesus Christ visited him, the day he received the instructions, the Bible says he caught great fishes. So when he had the instruction, he obeyed the instruction, he obeyed the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ, he adjusted the strategy and engaged the deep, and suddenly what he could not get all night came in one moment. Everything could not get all through the night. The moment he yielded to the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ, I said, "Launch into the deep." Initially, he said, "We have been toiling, we have been doing the bed." He just came back to his senses and, he said, "Either I won't, I will launch." And he launched to the deep as Jesus Christ instructed him. At that moment, immediately, all the toiling overnight ended. Struggling ended. Failure ended. No effort without no result ended. The same time, the same river, the same net, the same boat. At that moment that he did to the instruction of Jesus Christ, he had result. Beloved, it is not It is not you doing it by yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. It's for you relying on the Holy Spirit. And if you are saying, he's saying, how much word will I speak? I can't know. It is God that will put the word into your heart. So it is the assignment of God that given to you. The Lord that called you will give you the grace and the power to do what? To minister, to teach people, to bring people to the kingdom of God. The Bible says the word is nigh unto their mouth, the word of salvation. The word is in your mouth. So don't say you don't have it. The word is in your mouth. The Holy Spirit is with you, and it will help you. And I pray he will help you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then if you are here this morning, you know, you can't do this assignment without knowing the owner of the assignment. You can't go out there and bring souls to the kingdom of God without knowing Jesus Christ. So if you are here this morning, if you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ, we encourage this morning, please, can you just go ahead and begin to talk to him now that Jesus has come to you this morning, because you have to be in Christ for you to do his assignment. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I am ready to do your work. Forgive me my sins. Show me mercy. Wash away my sins in the name of Jesus. Talk to him. The Lord, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. And are you a backslider in the house? You have been burning for God, right? Because of one thing or the other, you went back to the world. Can you just talk to him? The Lord, I have come back again. Just show me mercy this morning. Have mercy. Show me mercy. Forgive me my sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to God. The Lord is here to forgive. The blood of Jesus is available to wash away the sins of sinners. Can you talk to God? Talk to him this morning. He will forgive you. In the name of Jesus. Because you cannot enter into season of greater harvest if you have not connected to the master of the harvest. So you have to connect to Jesus so that you'll be able to do his work. Hallelujah. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we go ahead and now please, let's go ahead and begin to say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. And say, Father, please deliver me from fruitless effort. In the name of Jesus, can you talk to God wherever you are? Begin to talk to God. The Father, please deliver me from fruitless effort. In the name of Jesus, help me to yield result. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from fruitless effort. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, Father, enlarge my capacity spiritually, structurally, and strategically to win souls for you. Father, enlarge my capacity. Open my eyes, yes, to see. Open my ears to hear. When you lead me, help me, Lord, to yield to your direction. Help me to adhere to your instruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Lord, baptize me with fresh fire. In the name of Jesus. So that I will be aggressive. I will do aggressive evangelism and follow up for you. So that I will be aggressive soul winner. Just help me, Lord, baptize me with your fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. So that I will yield results. Go ahead and begin to talk to God. Magada busha, limba katosha da bagadasa, la patosha kata bakosa, limba dosha kata basakata, leba basha kata. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.